He's transferring for personal reason, or yeah. he's leaving for personal reason.
We ran something today. I was just yeah. wondering from my own. I just curious.
And I was waiting until it was official.
Yeah.
You know, which was last night, is when it became official.
Now, also, Saturday scrimmage closed or not?
Yeah, and it's not. It's really not. It's kind of the first. I wouldn't call this a full scrimmage. It's really about a 20-play opportunity to tackle. We don't tackle in practice. So we'll practice before, and then we'll do a little 20-play segment for everybody just to get them lathered up. And then our first real scrimmage is Wednesday. Is that right?
That's right.
What time?
I think it...
30,
huh?
Huh?
6 o'clock? Or, yeah.
6 o'clock, something like that.
Well, I try to do it like the game when we play.
Yeah. Okay, what about today now?
Well, today was good. It was our second day of shells. It was hot. It was our first day of the full squad, which I'm sure the players were happy about because there's more people out there. But we got a lot of good work in. We introduced the red zone today, learning how to play, you know, on offense, you're inside the 20, convert them to touchdowns, and on defense, they get inside the 20, not letting them score touchdowns. So, you know, each day early on, we introduced kind of different situations, and today was red area.
Like the way it went, I mean.
Yeah, I was pleased. There's a lot of good competition.
Anybody stepping up? I mean, I know individually you can't say, but anybody that.
Well, the one thing that's pleasing is the guys that came out of spring who we thought would be, you know, we were counting on, have continued to really play well and play with consistency. You know, on offense, the two tackles, Zach, Patrick Jackson. On defense, Quinn Harris, Josh Muse has done a good job.
Like you say, the guys you would count.
You know, so that's the first good news. Sometimes, you know, it's good to have Brandon Jackson back, except he's, you know, Brandon's got to play his way back in shape.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely shows signs that he can be a good player, but he's never going to be a good player until he can be out there and consistently doing it without getting hurt. So I think him being out so long, you know, he's got to play his way back.
Which knee was that left? You remember?
I don't give specific.
It's a knee. Oh, that's right, NCAA. That's true.
I know every day is a competition at every position, but are there a couple of positions that are just basically wide open at this point that you're still waiting to?
Well, you know, and that really goes into the right guard position is a concern. We're still searching. You know, still searching at defensive end to see who's and I've been pleased with how they've been playing. You know, we got a little competition at corner. You know, you got Shalimar and Tony Moss competing good. And there'll be some at safety, you know, with Deion Young. And
what about the right guard? Who's there? Probably.
Well, Ben Harris has been in there with the ones. But we're, you know, we're trying to find between Ben and Snell and Bill Jones. You know, we're going to experiment a little bit on the offensive line.
So there's still a chance you could move Considine back inside.
Well, I don't know.
Are you going to keep him out?
You know,
there?
I don't know. What I don't want to do is you move one guy, and then you're worse at two positions. You know, so. We're going to keep experimenting until we feel like we got it right. And we've been pleased with how Cudahy Harmon has reported back he's lost about 30 pounds, which is good, and now he can continue to develop strength-wise and get the pounds back on the right way. I think he's going to be somebody in the future, you know, and we need him to be good because we got two senior tackles.
What about the defensive end who's
well,
mentioned that? Who would be?
You know, Ben McGilton has started to play with some consistency. He had a good last 2 weeks of spring, and he's kind of picked up where he's left off. So he's doing better. Randy's, you know, doing his deal. Chris Pugh needs to play with more consistency. But, you know, we're going to keep playing around with that. And what might could help us at end is depending on inside. You know, Ramon Randall's a guy who could be in the mix.